This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Now, our next guest is a Grammy-nominated singer, songwriter, producer, and multi-instrumentalist. Alexander 23 has released his debut album, Aftershock, and is currently on an Australian tour with AJR. Alexander joins us in studio. Alexander, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thanks for having me. This is great.
Thanks so much for being here. Firstly, tell us about the debut album. How does it feel to have released your first album into the world?
Oh, it feels so good. I've been alone with it for so long now, and I've grown to love it and hate it and everything in between. And so to release it in the world feels great, to kind of have some more positive and real things echoed back at me.
Amongst other things, the album seems to be about getting over a breakup, which can be one of the most hideous things that we go through. Do you hope it actually helps people who are going through that?
Yeah, totally. I mean, yeah, it is certainly mostly about that. For me, it's really about like the process of grieving someone who's still alive and how weird that can be and how much just cognitive dissonance you experience when you're going through something like that. And when I wrote it, I have to admit it was very, very selfish. I was not thinking about anyone else. But then like the minute it was done, I was just like, I hope this helps as many people as possible, because I think as a songwriter, I'm afforded all this time and space to think about how I feel. And I think most people don't have that time and space. And so I hope that I can do some of the work for people.
It is cognitive dissonance, isn't it, though? Because you are thinking, you know what, this person is gone. They've gone from my life, but I could run into them at the supermarket this afternoon. How am I going to react?
And they're a text away, too.
Exactly.
It's just like, it's a strange mix of self-control and chance, and you have to be kind of ready for anything.
Or they can be presented on social media without even asking for it.
Oh, I've seen, yeah.
You've
trust
been
me,
there.
I've seen my ex on billboards on the freeway. So like, when you least expect it.
I can't imagine that moment.
Oh, it's a strange feeling for
sure.
You think you're over someone until you see them like in public, you know, and you're just like, whoa.
And literally larger than life as
yes,
well.
Yes, you certainly still exist in a large capacity for other people and just not for me anymore. So very weird.
So wild. It is a brilliant album. You really do articulate the feelings of a breakup really well. And I know listening to it, I'm not going through a breakup, but I was like, oh my gosh, I know these feelings. You've kind of already answered this. It wasn't really a choice to make this album so personal, but are you glad that your debut album does have this real personal element?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like it's even kind of more so a diary than an album for me. It's kind of just like my thoughts all centralized in kind of a more organized way than I experienced them in, for sure. So I'm just very happy it exists. I'm grateful for it. It's done a lot of work for me, for sure.
We love the song If We Were a Party. It's a real sing-along song, and you know what, it's going to fit perfectly here on Joy 94.9. Everyone will absolutely love it. How did
absolutely.
That song come about?
That song came about, it's an interesting story. So I had a party at my house in Los Angeles, and it got very, very out of hand. About 1,000 people showed up. The cops came, shut it down, kicked everyone out. It was insane. But before it got shut down, it was unbelievably fun. Like, it was the most fun party I've ever been to. And then I was with my friend Amy Allen. We were about to write a song. She's like, she was asking me about this person that I had been seeing. So I was telling her about the relationship. It was amazing. And then it just kind of like ended all of a sudden. And then I told her about the party. And then we were like, wait a minute, this is the same exact story. And so the song kind of wrote itself from there.
Yeah, you do liken, you know, the relationship to the party. So that's exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. I feel like there is a really famous Australian party where something like this happens.
Isn't it the Project X one?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And then like so many people rocked up. There was a helicopter.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you kind of created that experience.
Yeah, certainly took inspiration from that, without obviously the extremely illegal and not very thoughtful way of handling it. But it was like that in a much more tasteful and palatable way. I at least hope so. My neighbors probably disagree, but I thought it was great.
You're here in Australia supporting AJR. In fact, you're heading to the show literally after this.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for taking the time
to chat to us.
How excited are you for that tour?
Oh, I'm so excited. I mean, like I'm from like a small town in like Illinois in the middle of the United States outside Chicago. So the fact that I'm in Australia at all, let alone to play music, is something that I do not take for granted at all.
Have you been here before?
I've been here once before, actually right before COVID. It was literally the last thing I did, pretty much. But I'm very happy to be back.
You were probably the last person to visit.
Yeah.
That's it. You're all out.
Yeah, literally, though.
Are there any Aussie myths you need debunked?
Well, last time I was here, they made me do a shoey.
No, they didn't.
What's a shoey?
You don't know what a shoey is?
I don't know what a shoey is.
You take your shoe off.
Yeah.
You fill it with beer or whatever you're drinking. And then
drink
you scull it from your shoe.
Yeah, so I did it on stage. I have to say, I am hoping to not do that this time. But if someone does throw a shoe on stage, I will have to do it.
So. Wait, hang on. I have so many questions. So it wasn't even your shoe?
No, it was
shoe?
My shoe. I'm
oh, my gosh.
No, that would have been a huge issue.
Nothing grew in your mouth afterwards.
Yeah, that would need to be not the first beer of the night for me to do it out of someone else's shoe. But yeah, we'll see. I love Australia. Like, I just like love the people here. They're so kind and happy, at least, you know, to me. So.
We love having you here.
Absolutely. Thanks. I've got a question. Thanks. I want to know the significance of 23 in Alexander 23.
Great. Yeah. I was born on the 23rd. So that's the main reason. It was just kind of a number that followed me around. And then I'm from Chicago, like I said. So like growing up, I played basketball. Michael Jordan was like obviously a god in Chicago. And so there's just a lot of things throughout my life that like reminded me of 23 and had the number 23 in it. So when I was going to choose an artist name, I was like, I know I want to go by Alexander because it would be weird for someone to call me something other than my name, but I want to kind of make it stand out a little more. So Alexander 23 was born.
So Alexander 23, it's a massive year for you. You've got a debut album, the Australian tour, headline tour next month. What is next for you after that? More parties?
Well, definitely more parties, I'll tell you that much. Yeah,
we want to get 2,000 people.
You guys got to come to LA next time I have a party.
100%. Yeah. Awesome. Please shoot us an invite.
Yeah. 2,002 people.
Yeah. There we go. I love it. Yeah, I think one of the kind of not talked about benefits of putting out an album is I get to kind of just move on and start to make new music, which I haven't done in so long. So I'm very excited to explore new things. I mean, the album has been done for some time now, so I've experienced a lot of stuff and I'm excited to kind of delve into new territories.
Could it be an album about new love?
I think it'll have to be.
Oh,
you know, I think
that's a sizzle.
I still have all these like song ideas about my ex, and I'm just like, I don't want to live there anymore. You know, like I don't want to have to like think about this anymore. I've done so much thinking about this. I want to write about new things. So I think it will be.
Maybe there's something unprocessed still, though. You know how often our exes keep manifesting in our lives?
Yeah.
Like you said, the billboard before. I know mine keeps popping up and kept popping up until I sort of let go of something that I associated and then has disappeared.
I think so, too. But then it's like I forget where I was reading this, but it was online somewhere and they were talking about how like it's important to heal, but it's important to not make healing your personality. And so I'm trying to be careful and delineate between the two of like how much is too much and when do I need to just kind of like punch myself in the face and move on.
I wonder, you know, when you came to Joy Drive to chat to Warren and I, if you thought it was going to be such a psychoanalysis.
I love it. I mean, this is like, you guys are mirroring my brain every single day. So this is great. This is great for me. I'm happy that you guys are willing to go here. And I don't know if you saw, I wore my a Joy shirt.
Oh, fantastic. Yes.
We'll have to get a photo.
Love it.
Please.
Alexander, thank you so much for joining us on Joy Drive.
Thank you for having the time and thanks for listening to the album. I really appreciate it.
Alexander 23 here supporting AJR. For more info about the album and beyond, head to alexander23.com.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, tunein.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.